Welcome everyone to Pre Chanukah Halacha Shir. Hilchas Chanukah is always Lebedik. Akdekach that they had to come up with this line that Chanukah is not a jail. I think there were certain poskim in Eretz Yisrael, maybe in the Mir Yeshiva, that were telling people that they're not allowed to go away for Shabbos during Chanukah because they don't know where to light. And then other Paiskim had to say that Chanukah is not a jail, which means figure out where you're going first, and then you'll figure out where you're light. So I wanted to start talking about a little bit about the halachas of where to light, the Makom Hadlaka. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Nafchafal from Abayz, that there's three Mekoymas, there's three, like, Shlavim, I guess we could say, in the Takana of Hadlakas Neris. The first is Mitzvah. The Gemara says Mitzvah. Sounds like the Iker Takana is to light al Pesach Beisim b'chutz, outdoors. And then the Gemara says, Shlav Beis, is that if you live in an Aliyah, if you live in an upper floor, then you light at the Chaloyin, at the window, Hasmuch al-Rosh HaRabim. And Shlav Gimel, which is B'shasa Sakana, there were times when if people were caught lighting a candle in their house, they would literally, it would subject them to get killed. And Mishasa Sakana, Manichal Shulchan V'dai, you just light on your table. So, this is Taka Paskin Shulchan Aruch, that the mitzvah is to light outside. And one of the big questions is that how come in Chutz Laretz we don't have this minhag, right? We don't really live in a situation of Sakana. I don't think anyone would say that if you light a candle outside, it would subject you to any danger. There is something called Eva, maybe. Maybe some people, you could argue that maybe it's Eva. But okay, let's talk about, a shchuna, like Kiryas Yoyal, or like Westgate. You go to a place where it's totally Jewish. So, l'chaira, one would think that we should light according to the Iker Mitzvah. The minhag in Chutz Laretz is not so. The minhag in Chutz Laretz, all the years, is to light inside the house and not outside. And this is a discussion in the Paiskim. Why? Chayra, we don't really live in a sakana. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that since during Chanukah, usually the weather is not so gishmak, it's rain and there's wind. And in order to light outside, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, when you light outside, you have to light in your glass box. And it's not so easy. So he says, Kulei hai lo atrochu rabbonin. I mean, they weren't matriachas to light in a box. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. So that's how he is Miyasha Dominic. In Europe, yeah. It's like the people that
live in, like, Sao Paulo.
Yeah. Yeah. There is another Sfar, which is probably the better Yishuv for the Minhag Olam, is the Minchas Yitzchak brings from the Itur. Baal HaItur says that is like a Sfar, Kivin Shen Nohagu Nohagu. And even though in the original Takana it was to light outside, but then there were times when, I'm guessing it was like around the time of the Spanish Inquisition, in Western Europe, when it was literally sakana to light outside. So at that time, they changed the minhag to light inside. And kivan shen nohagu nohagu. Once that's the minhag, that's the minhag.
Does that mean you have to take on the minhag of the place? Let's say you're an Israeli culture for a month. You have to follow the minhag of the month, or?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know. That's a different shiloh. That's a different shiloh. Right. So there is. So yeah. I mean, these are all like svaras, like the Tradim Miyat. This is a very, very shvara thing. It's one of the shvaras things. Like, it's a Gemara. It's a halacha, it's a Shulchan Aruch, to light outside. And, like, nobody does it, except for in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Has anyone here ever seen people light outside?
Yeah, I saw a few people in Miami.
And ironically, the person who lights it was upstairs. So.
Has anyone ever seen the...
I know a rabbi in Miami.
Yeah, it's becoming a little more popular in Lakewood also. It's becoming a little bit more popular in Lakewood. That's all I said. I don't know. But, like, you know.
Why is the Muslim actually like saying it so? Why are we
That's where the yeshiva in Chutz Laretz was. So that's. Yeah, I don't know. There is another svara. This is maybe a little bit of a better svara. Rav Moshe Sternbach brings from the Ritva in Shabbos. Ritva says that even though sakana in the Gemara means a real sakana, but he says also included in that could be other, that could be like Eva, he calls it, or like weather issues. So Rav Moshe Sternbach posits that maybe the Iker change in the Minhag was because of a real sakana. But they never switched back because there's always Eva. There's always going to be some Eva, right? You know, people see if Udal Stalag Menorah is outside, there will be some negative feelings amongst the neighbors and stuff like that. Okay, but that is the Minhag Olam, and I'm not encouraging anyone to change that unless you have a specific Minhag in your family to do otherwise.
I wonder, once you're lighting inside my window, then is there a better din to light outside of your backyard?
My backyard.
Meaning, once you're not, let's say you live in a place where nobody's going to see it anyway, is that lighting your backyard?
No, outside is bachutz by the I thought it was by the Shusser Rabba.
No, it's not
by
the Shusser Rabba.
I don't think there's a milah in being outdoors. It's being by the Shusser Rabba. Okay, so pretty much the Minhag Olam in Chutz Laretz, Mechasitzchak writes that there's, through the Doris, there's been many, many Gedolei Yisrael that all lit inside, and that seems to be the Minhag Yisrael in Chutz Laretz.
This is far they use in a lot of
things. What?
Once they have the Minhag,
yeah. They still to Rosh Hashanah. Oh, we blow Shofar by Musaf. We used to blow Shofar by Shachris. They changed it because of Sakana. And now we still do it with Musaf.
There's a difference between nowadays, like windows are different. Like a box outside, you light in a window, it's almost the same thing.
Well, it's not bachutz, it's not outside. You're not fulfilling the ikkar mitzvah. But it's not just, it's not just about visibility. It's a mokum, it's a location where the takana was. Okay, so now let's talk. Okay, so you're inside, you're lighting your menorah. So where should you light it? So there's three different enhancements, three different milos that are discussed in the Shulchan Aruch and the Paiskim. Once you're letting inside, one is pursuing Yisrael, which means to have your menorah in a way that will publicize the miracle. Another one is a mila of mesubah b'mitzvahs, which means that we want to surround our door with mitzvahs. The mezuzah is on the right and the menorah is on the left. And the third is a mila of lighting menorah under 10 tefachim. That the flames should be under 10 tefachim. It's hard to get all of them. And the question may be, you know, which ones to yes get, which ones not to get. So let's start with the first shaila. Do you light by your door or do you light by your window? The Ramah says you should light by the door, but the Magen Avraham, which is the common minhag by Ashkenazim, is to light by the window. The Magen Avraham says you should light by your window because you're also getting the Inyan of Shusser Rabim a little bit. Even though you're not going to get the mila of being surrounded by mitzvahs because you're not going to be near your mezuzah, but the Magen Avraham, and this is the common minhag, is to light by the window. It seems that the Magen Avraham holds that the mila of Persume Nisa is more valuable than the mila of Mesuba V'mitzvahs.
You say it's Iker part of the Yom Tov.
That's why. Yeah, okay.
Being surrounded, it's just like it's an Inyan. Okay. Like
okay, yeah, here. You're saying the Svara, why that's more valuable, is because that's the Iker Takana, that's the Iker Mitzvah.
Right.
Some bring a riot to this from the Gemara itself. The Gemara says that if you live in an aliyah, if you live in an upper floor, you should light by the window. So you see that the place we're jumping to is window and not the door. So basically, if there's a choice between lighting in the window, which is publicizing it to the outside, versus lighting by your door, the Magen Avraham, and that's the common minhag in the Ashkenazim for sure, is to light by the window. I think by the Hasidim, they're more noig by the door. That's Al Pi the Arizal. I don't know.
I mean, you always see the videos of the rabbis by a door.
Because they go more like the Ramah, that the mila of Mesubah B'mitzvahs is more valuable than the mila of Persume Nisa.
That doesn't have to be like
from the door? What do you mean? Distance from what? No, you do it in the doorway, like on the mezuzahs on the right and the menorahs on the left, but inside, not outside.
So it could be 5 feet away, the same thing.
I don't know. It's not next to the door. Would you put your mezuzah 5 feet away?
No, I'm just saying, like, if you have a window right here and the door's right there, then you just...
No, you got to choose. You can't do both. So that the truth is, I haven't seen this in practice so much, but if you have a door that could also be a window, in Florida they don't have them so much. If you have like a storm door or something where you could leave it closed and it's in a good location, that really would be ideal if you could do such a thing. Now again, there's a lot of things that you have to take into account. Besides the sakana of the guy, you're taking that sakana of your children. So you know, it might not be practical, but theoretically, I saw this by a bunch of poskim, that if you have a setup where your door could also be like a window, so then you get all three milas. You get the mila of Persubanisa because it's like a storm door that's glass, and you could see it. You get the mila of Mesubah of a mitzvah because you could put it next to your mezuzah. And you could also get the mila of less than 10 tvachim because by the door you could put it less than 10 tvachim. By the window, very hard to get less than 10 tvachim. Some poskim say there is no inyan of less than 10 tvachim by the window. Like even this window, I get. I don't know. It's probably less than 40 inches. Yeah, but it goes by the flame. So, like, if you would want to get the inyan of 10 tvachim by this window, you would probably have to put the menorah, like, lower. Which you might compromise in your persumanisa. I see. And the persumanisa is the most important thing.
It's actually the best. I mean, I guess it's across
the window. Yeah, right. If you would be able to, right. Okay, so that seems to be the minig. That's a Ramosha, and Igris Moshe says that was his minhag. His minhag was to light by the window. He tainas that, you know, it's not the pshat that persumanisa overrides mesubah b'mitzvahs. He says the whole mila of mesubah b'mitzvahs is if you're lighting in the door, then where in the door do you light it? You light it on the left. But if you're not lighting in the door, b'chlal, then there's no, it's not like a positive mila, a positive inyan to go light in your door to be able to get mesubah b'mitzvahs. So first you have to figure out, am I lighting in my window or am I lighting in my door? If you're lighting in your window, so then don't worry about the mila of mesubah b'mitzvahs. Oh, so we'll get to that in a second. We'll get to that. We'll get to the window in a second. No, what? Mesubah b'mitzvahs. It's only by things that you do in the door. I mean, I don't know if there's anything else we do in the door. That's from mezuzah and menorah. Right. No, that's a shigal raya. What Ramesh is saying. There's no like mila to do mitzvahs by your door, because it's if there's something, if there's a mitzvah of the door, then do it on the left instead of on the right to be surrounded. Yeah. That might be special to sukkah. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you're lighting by your window. Mishnah Berurah says that if you're lighting by your door, by your window, you don't have to light it lamata meyur. So the mile of lamata meyur, there's a din of lighting under 10 tvachim. This is a fascinating concept. The reason why I light under 10 tvachim is because so that it should look like that you're doing it for light. Because the derech was they used to have lights under 10 tvachim. But the
Mishnah. Yeah.
Am I mixing it up? That's what I said. Or the opposite.
Well, then you could tighten if it's better to be higher than it's better to be higher. Is
this a suggestion
or it's a?
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. You should make it low because then it's more noticeable that it's for the miracle, because people don't put candles usually so low. The Mishnah Berurah says that nowadays that we're lighting inside, you don't have this issue.
It doesn't need to be candles.
Yeah. But he says, it sounds like there still is a mila if you can. You know, if you have a low window or something, you're able to do it. You wonder why they didn't have that takana there?
No, that's
not for Basuma Nisan. If you do menorah higher, right? He's saying why you should do it lower. Oh. You ask on the Mishnah Berurah.
I mean, today we don't even have this problem. Chlam, nobody uses lights to see anymore. They don't use candles.
Don't, yeah,
there's
yeah.
There's no. I mean, anything with lighting by your window, people would think it's unique.
Yeah. Okay. I think the pshat is that we're not doing it mainly for Persimonisa. That's what he means. Okay. If you live in an apartment building, this is a geshmaka machlekes. What's the if you live in a tall apartment building? So Ramesh has said in Manhattan it was very common these things. They have these tall buildings, and you light very high up. So Rav Moshe said, famously said, that if there's Persuma Nisa to the people on the other side of the street, that's fine. Lamaisa, a lot of places can argue on that and say that the mitzvah Persuma Nisa was for the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The mitzvah wasn't just time for your neighbors. It was a mitzvah for the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So, okay, Lamaisa, Rav Moshe said it's fine. But even Rav Moshe, L'chaira, it's only if you have like a considerable amount of neighbors. If let's say you want a light in a window and you have one neighbor in the back, whatever my father says, if it's one to two neighbors, that's not, you're not getting anything.
New York, you probably have more Rosh Hashanah Rabbim in New York than are in the street.
Right.
That one building, you have 500 people.
Okay, but as long as that's the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, I mean, if you have the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the street, the public street, that's fine. If you want to rely on this chap that you have apartments across the hall, which is not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's just a bunch of yechidim, then you need to make sure it's a nice amount.
Across the hall or the building across the street?
The building across the street. I'm sorry, the building across the street. Right. So first of all, it's a lot of poskim anyways, you know, say it's better not to be rely on this Rav Moshe, but even if you're going to, you got to make sure it has to be like a lot of people. So in our situations, let's say a guy wants the light in the back window because he's relying on his backyard neighbor or something. Or even if there's two neighbors, l'chara, there's no svar to do that.
Well, let's say the back neighbor faces Karen and it's not the Hanukkah party that night.
I hear. Yeah, but the Iker is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. No, I think they're just saying, you light on your table. You're not gaining the mile of Rosh Hashanah. Right. Well, let's say it's a Shiloh in your own house, right? Let's say if I light by the front window.
Nobody will see it. Everybody's in the living
room. Right, exactly. Or less people will see it. And if I light in the back window, it's more of a public place internally in the house, but no one outside is going to see it except for my backyard neighbor. So I would think, you know, if it's in the bedroom, maybe that's different, but if it's a place where it's going to be seen, just not as much, it's better to be able to chap around the mile of Persuma Nisa also in the front. And even though your two neighbors are going to see it in the back, that's not the takana of Persuma Nisa. Persuma Nisa is not because two people are going to see it. It's because the B'nai Rosh Hashanah are going to see it. Okay. Where in the window? Because they're lighting outside. Yeah. Where on the window? So Rabbi Kasorla mentioned that Shlomo Zalman says that it's better to light on the right side of the window. Because the right is better. A lot of places argue on that. I saw that's Rav Shlomo Zalman says the thing. I saw Rav Felder says the minhag is not like that. He says the whole mile of right is when you have two choices to go to the right or the left, you should go to the right. But here you can put it in the middle. He says it's better to put it in the middle. Tells to the Gemara says that the Kohen Gadol used to walk up the middle of the ramp. All the other people, the Kohen Hedi, would walk on the right side, walk down, let's say the Kohen Gadol will walk up in the middle. So he says the best is to light in the middle of the window. Like upon him, the minhag is not, I've never seen the... thing. If you have to choose a right middle or left middle, it's the right middle. Okay, so again, the minhag is not to be makbid on right. Maybe it's even better to do it in the middle. But probably you have to take into account other factors. Where is it going to be most visible? Where is it going to be the least dangerous for your house? Okay. The Shulchan Aruch says that you have to light where your menorah is going to be. You can't light one place and then move your menorah. So a lot of times when you have a bunch of menorahs, like you need to light one and move it a little bit. Just a little bit of moving, that's fine. But you should light in the makam hanacha be'ikar. Okay, now there's a shaila. If you have, they have these menorahs like with a back, right? So which is it better to have the menorah facing what? The metal ones, the old fashioned ones, yeah.
It's like the back of the
day. Yeah. So if you're lighting a menorah with a back and the back is going to be blocking the candles, is it better to have the back facing the house and the candles facing outside? Or is it better to flip it around and have the candles facing the, what? No, you'll set it up at first. You'll figure it out. You'll figure out a way to do it. What do you say?
Facing outside.
What? Facing Rishus Rabbim.
And the house not going to see it.
I don't understand what so many say.
So that's what
they knows it. They all went to the lighting. Meaning they're all going to
the people in the house.
Yeah. For so many says like an unaware person, and now they're aware. I assume. I mean, if you have like a 5-year-old kid who's already gets what Chanukah is and went to the lighting and participated. So every time he walks around, he has to see it again. Is he gathered? Like he knows the candles are there. He doesn't have to see it.
Yeah. Okay. The question is where, you know, we try to do it in a way that's the most persumanisa. So what's considered the most persumanisa? Is it more important to be mefarsimit to the people in the street? Or is it more important to be mefarsimit to the people in the house? So the Ramah says many times that we paskin, that the ikar persumanisa is for the bnei habayis. Which is why if you come home late at night, you're supposed to light. Yeah, we're not makbid on this man of Tichel Ragel Meshok, even though the Chatchil, it's better to light during this man. But we paskin that the Iker Persuinisa is for the Bnei Habayis. That's what it says in the Ramah. So according to that, there's a svar to say, this is what Rabbi Felder says, that you should light fate with the back facing facing the window, and the candle should be facing the house. Sideways?
You can't,
because
then you can't make up.
Yeah. Now, Rabbi Tovia Goldstein, it was a chash for here, if there's room on the windowsill for that. Rabbi Tovia Goldstein Tain is a little bit what Yisrael was saying, that it's true the Iker is for the Bnei Bayis, but the Bnei Bayis are getting the Persuinisa either way. They see the menorah because they see the menorah. They're in the house and they see the menorah. But the people outside, unless they see the candles, they're not going to get anything from it. So like if there's a block, especially if it's dark, right? It is dark outside. They're not going to see the candles at all if it's black. So you're not getting anything. So he says it's better to have the back facing the inside, and the people inside, they know there's a menorah there. They see the menorah. They'll come over. They'll look at it. That's what he says. No, so okay. Again, there's no what.
Like blinds or something. You light it and then you raise the blinds. But they're outside. So you're walking around outside, you don't see the lighting. People on the outside, people come over. And then later you've already lit, they see it burning. Do they miss it because they missed the actual lighting?
Yeah, they don't have to see it. The presumption for the outside is just because they see it lit. Yeah. What, to make it easier to see? You can still see it, right? Yeah. Anyways, so this is very important. The Iker Persumanisa is for the Bnei Abayis. So you don't want to compromise the Bnei Abayis' Persumanisa for the Rosh Hashanah's Persumanisa. And this is very negay if you want to know which room to light in your house. So if you have a room that's a main room of your house and it also has a window to Rosh Hashanah, then you can get both in Yonim. But if the only way to light in the door in Rosh Hashanah is to light like in a bedroom where no one's going to be, then it could be it's better not to light there. You know, I don't want to say for sure because I remember I know someone that once asked a Shiloh about lighting in his basement apartment in Lakewood, and he was like climbing on like stools in the master bedroom, lighting on like a little window because he wanted to get Chalon Rosh Hashanah. I told him, I think you're crazy. Like, no one's in that room. But that's what his Rav told him. So I don't want to say for sure, but there's definitely a shtak as far to say that if you're not getting a window to Rosh Hashanah, and it's better to light in a public room in your house. Okay. It could be if you go like Rav Tovi Goldstein's Sfarah, maybe you could give a little bit more credit to the Rosh Hashanah than to your house, because in your house people will see it. So like, so I would say, like, if you have a shiloh between a kitchen and a dining room, so then it's better to light in the kitchen if you could get a nice public window. But if it's a shiloh, the bedroom versus the dining room, then it's better to light in the dining room. You have to weigh the different factors. The ikar has to be b'nei abayis, but it's also a very good thing to get some Rosh Hashanah also. Okay, we'll stop here.